Family-owned and operated, Terry's Hardware is dedicated to providing quality products and great service. Unlike big chain stores, when you go to Terry's Hardware, you'll get the help you need by a knowledgeable staff member. Be sure to check out their extensive options of paints or get everything you need to finish the simple do-it-yourself projects done around your home. Terry's Hardware, 375 West 33rd Street in South Hastings. Terry's Hardware, products you know, people you trust.
No matter what shade of green your thumb is, the Farmington Greenhouse has you covered. They offer a wide variety of annuals, perennials, shrub roses, cacti, hanging baskets, custom planting, and much, much more. At Farmington Greenhouse, you'll find the expertise you need to make your garden a paradise. For more information and hours, you can visit them online at farmingtongreenhouse.com.
Bath Fitter is North America's leading acrylic bathroom company. Bath Fitter offers top quality customized bathroom renovation products and services with a lifetime warranty. Why spend tons of money, not to mention grueling hours on bathroom remodeling? Bath Fitter offers a bathroom remodeling solution that lasts a lifetime. Done in just one day, call today at 651-925-8636 for a free consultation with an experienced staff member or go to their website, bathfitter.com.
Check out Crown Rental online at crownrent.com. They have pictures, pricing, and info on all of their items, as well as a convenient quote tool. Just build your cart and send it over to them to quickly check availability and cost. Don't forget, Crown Rental is also your local elite steel dealer. Offering rental, sales, and service, make Crown Rental your first and only stop for steel equipment and accessories.
Welcome to In the Garden. I'm Kelly Casey, and your host is Shar Shar. How does your garden grow?
Don't you love fall and autumn months, or pre-autumn months? I just love it. Everything is coming into such nice shape, and there's still a lot of blooming going on in the garden.
I was
going
to say that, too. I have never seen some of my flowers. My impatiens look wonderful. The lilies are done, of course, but the geraniums, I must say, I purchased in May, are still going strong, thanks to a very sturdy regimen of deadheading.
Yes, you have to do that.
You really
do. If you want results,
oh my gosh, they're just doing it. And I have added a little bit of fall fertilizer just to kind of give them that burst to the first frost.
Yep.
I hate to say that.
I know. I don't like that word.
All right, today we're going to talk about Shar's garden hits and misses. And I think that's very brave of you, first of all.
It is, because I hate to admit defeat in a lot of cases, and yet I'm not perfect, you know. So I have to let our listeners know I'm not perfect. So maybe this will help you out there, too. I think I'm going to do the misses first, because I like to end on a good note and a happy note. So let's talk about Shar's misses first. The first one I'm going to talk about is an out-and-out flop. Has anybody gone to the North Shore, maybe in mid-June? The lupins in the ditches that go up
there. They're stunning.
Oh, they are just gorgeous. You almost get distracted driving, because the ditches can be so beautiful. There's pinks and purples. Mostly purples, I think, is the predominant color. Some whites, some pale purples, like a lavender, too. But the purple lupins are just gorgeous. Now, I've tried to grow them in my home garden, and you will find that they are available in different colors. If you find them in a garden center, there can be even reds, shades of like a reddish lupin, but I just cannot get them to grow. And I don't know if it's something that's the soil in the ditches, the up north soil perhaps, that they like better than maybe the clay soil that we have growing on the farm. I don't know what it is, but I have tried repeatedly. So if anybody's out there listening that has had good success with lupins, let me know your secret. And any of my flops that I'm going to mention, if you can shed some light on them, let me know your secrets. I would be very interested. So with the lupins and my not getting them to do well, is it the soil? Is it the moisture? I have no clue.
It could be a mineral content because maybe the way
the
that
iron, there's more iron in the soil up north.
There's so many mysteries.
I don't know, but it is just gorgeous. I would encourage you highly if you go to the North Shore or are thinking of going to the North Shore, the Duluth area, check out the ditches in mid-June, I would say. Giant white calla lilies. Now, I have grown the giant yellow calla lilies, and I'll explain that under one of my successes later. But the giant white calla lilies, I've got the small white kind, but I'm talking about the kind that brides used to carry and so on and so forth. And I have tried those as well. The bulbs, actually, when I did purchase them through a catalog source, they come from Israel. And now Israel is in a climate, I think, that's ideal for anything bulbs and growing. They probably grow there year-round, I'm suspecting. I've got them growing now, but it's, I think, such a slow process. I've put them in containers rather than in-ground planting, so in containers, because I want to just baby them along a little bit more. But I suspect I must have to start them maybe around January 1st or something, because the size of the bulb is a lot bigger than other calla lilies, and I'm just not sure what I'm doing wrong there either. I've had them maybe 3 or 4 years now, and they get these beautiful, enormous leaves, but I just can't get them into flowering position. Of course, by the time I think they might send out a shoot, it's time to bring them in the house, and they'll never do that well inside, indoors. So I'm just not having good luck with giant white calla lilies. The other thing that I can't overwinter is the dinner plate dahlias. I have had several of the little pom-pom size dahlias. When they bloom, they have like a little pom-pom size to them. They're maybe 2 to 3 inches in diameter, but I can't get the dinner plates to winter over well. The tuber always shrivels up, even though I keep it in a cool area. I put vermiculite around them, perlite even sometimes, and pack that around them so that they don't dry out too much. I don't know if I should be adding a little bit of moisture to them periodically to keep them from shriveling, but I just do not have good luck with them.
Well, today we're talking about hits and misses, and after a break from our sponsors, we're going to come back with some of Char's successes. We'll be right back.
At Lilydale Garden Center, they're dedicated to exceptional care of their plants and customers. They believe customers always come first. Lilydale Garden Center offers only the highest quality of plant material, as well as statuary, pottery, and gifts. Lilydale Garden also has annuals, landscaping material, garden decorations, and much more. For great customer service with big store selection, go to Lilydale Garden, 941 Sibley Memorial Highway, in Lilydale.
School is starting soon. Moving off to college? Crown Rental has a large inventory of trailers ready to haul your belongings. Their experienced staff is ready to help answer your questions at any of their 3 locations in Burnsville, Rosemount, and Apple Valley. Stop in or call today.
Bath Fitter is North America's leading acrylic bathroom company. Bath Fitter offers top quality customized bathroom renovation products and services with a lifetime warranty. Why spend tons of money, not to mention grueling hours on bathroom remodeling? Bath Fitter offers a bathroom remodeling solution that lasts a lifetime. Done in just one day, call today at 651-925-8636 for a free consultation with an experienced staff member, or go to their website, bathfitter.com.
Keeping your bird feeder clean with moisture and mold after it rains is important, especially with finch feeders. This message brought to you by Crabtree's Garden Gate, where they invite you to stop by to watch the birds enjoy each of the different feeding stations, feeders, and types of seed from their viewing window. Their seed is delivered fresh from the mill weekly, which is the key to active feeders. Visit Crabtree's Garden Gate, just 2 miles north of Marine on the St. Croix at 19713 Quinnell Avenue. That's Crabtree Garden Gate.
We are back, and we're talking about some of the hits and misses that our host has experienced, and we're hoping it's not really widespread, and that some of these things, though, are things that you could learn from. Let's move on to the successes, those
okay.
hits, and we want to hear about, because you are so prolific with so many different varieties of vegetation and flowers, that we're sure that there's got to be lots of success.
I'm hoping, and I'm hoping on my flops and my misses, I'm hoping that there's solutions out there. On my successes, this is something that I do have good luck with storing over winter, and it's maybe more in recent years that I've learned this, but it's storing my glad bulbs. I have hundreds of glad bulbs, literally. I have hundreds of glad bulbs, and they're blooming right now and are gorgeous. They need to be at a certain temperature, and they can't be too cold, and they can't be too warm either. We have a pump house on the farm, which a lot of farms do have a little separate room on the farm for the water situation. And my husband built shells in there to put the bulbs on. I dip them or dust them in a bag of Seven Dust, the S-E-V-E-N dust, and I, after this, this would be after a hard frost. They do like a
That's
hard
critical.
Frost. That's critical because it kills those thrips. What the point is, I'm trying to get rid of the thrip disease or bug. It's actually a little tiny parasite inside the corm of the gladiola. You want to get rid of that. So a hard frost is essential. And then when that foliage has been cut off, you want to get that cut off, then dust it in this Seven Dust, and then set it on these shelves that my husband kindly set up for me. Don't let them touch each other either, and then I have that all stored out there that way, and they have been doing really well, and no thrips this year, so I'm so pleased. So that's just one thing. A couple of varieties of things that I did find that to me is a success. When I find something that I am just gung-ho about, the Glencoe raspberry. It's a thornless raspberry. It's wonderful. That's one of the things I've always hated about picking raspberries is the thorns and the stickers when you're picking raspberries and you're reaching through branches. The Glencoe raspberry has a purple hue that's just quite lovely, and it's actually a sweeter taste than your typical red raspberries would be. A little harder to find in stores, but look for Glencoe, just like the city out in the western part of the state. The other is an annual that I found. I'm hoping I can either save the seed or find it again next year. I don't think I'll be able to winter it over. It's a Nemesia called Opal Innocence. It's a fragrant Nemesia. Now, normally Nemesias are not fragrant, and they come in colors like yellow and blue. This one does look like the opal gemstone. It's like pinks and lavenders and whites all in the same blossom, folks. And the smell is so wonderful. I had to put it in a planter and up high on the edge of my deck or shelf of my deck so that I could put my nose into it every once in a while. It is just such a pleasing, pleasing fragrance. And then the last thing I wanted to tell and share, if you grow calla lilies, like I mentioned, my giant yellow calla lilies, if you have trouble with Japanese beetles like I do, just try using a perforated, at one end, sandwich baggie, sandwich size baggie that has the Ziploc at one end, and put that over the head of your beautiful yellow calla lilies or any calla lily. Kind of pinch it together at the bottom, and make sure there's like little holes punctured in the bottom of the bag. Well, it would be actually the top of the bag as you're looking at it over the head of the flower. That'll give it aeration, but it will keep the Japanese beetles from flying down into the flower and chewing it all to pieces. I had to provide yellow calla lilies for a grandson's wedding this summer, and that was the only way I could keep the Japanese beetles from decimating my entire crop. And it worked. It was just wonderful. So,
well, thank you so much for sharing your successes. The only thing that I think I could share in my successes is that over the years, I like to have flowers, you know, everywhere. And I finally realized that I don't get to all the watering if they're everywhere.
Yep.
So I decided to make more of a statement in kind of a mass show. So I have some impatient buckets, and I have some tomato plants, and I have some my hibiscus, and I have, and they're all kind of located in kind of a bank.
Ooh, okay.
And it just makes more sense for watering.
Easier.
And then also too, if there's wind, it protects them that way.
Right.
And yes, they're not strewn out all over, you know, there's some give and take, but I found that's successful for me because then I'll get out and make sure I don't miss anything.
Exactly.
So that's kind of been my, is the strategy behind where I'm going to put all these wonderful pots. You work so hard at getting everything
yes.
together. And then when they're all in bloom, and then some things bloom in different stages.
Right.
So then they're just green, but then there's some other blossoms. So I have kind of a wall, you know,
Ooh.
Staggered, and that's made for a lot less hassle and a lot more successful
works
gardening.
Works good for you,
it
right?
It works good for me.
Great.
And that's what we're here to provide. Whatever works good for you, giving you some tips every week with Char. Thanks so much for being here, Char.
You're welcome. Thank you, everyone.
See you next time. That's In the Garden for today. Remember to tune in for our next program with host Char Char. We'll bring you a full season of information on all things green and growing. From foliage to flowers, veggies to patio planters, we'll share our love for gardening thanks to these fine sponsors.
At Lilydale Garden Center, they're dedicated to exceptional care of their plants and customers. They believe customers always come first. Lilydale Garden Center offers only the highest quality of plant material, as well as statuary, pottery, and gifts. Lilydale Garden also has annuals, landscaping material, garden decorations, and much more. For great customer service with big store selection, go to Lilydale Garden, 941 Sibley Memorial Highway in Lilydale.
Check out Crown Rental online at crownrent.com. They have pictures, pricing, and info on all of their items, as well as a convenient quote tool. Just build your cart and send it over to them to quickly check availability and cost. Don't forget, Crown Rental is also your local elite steel dealer. Offering rental, sales, and service, make Crown Rental your first and only stop for steel equipment and accessories.
Bath Fitter is North America's leading acrylic bathroom company. Bath Fitter offers top quality customized bathroom renovation products and services with a lifetime warranty. Why spend tons of money, not to mention grueling hours on bathroom remodeling? Bath Fitter offers a bathroom remodeling solution that lasts a lifetime. Done in just one day, call today at 651-925-8636 for a free consultation with an experienced staff member, or go to their website, bathfitter.com.
Family-owned and operated, Terry's Hardware is dedicated to providing quality products and great service. Unlike big chain stores, when you go to Terry's Hardware, you'll get the help you need by a knowledgeable staff member. Be sure to check out their extensive options of paints or get everything you need to finish the simple do-it-yourself projects done around your home. Terry's Hardware, 375 West 33rd Street in South Hastings. Terry's Hardware, products you know, people you trust.